Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you big book study. My name is Melanie C. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater calling in from Canby, Oregon. Today is June 7th, which is Wednesday, 2023. Today we are reading from the big book and we're going to be on paragraph 3, page 84 in the chapter Into Action. We're going to take that one apart today. Today's readers are the 12 steps, Karen KZ, The 12 Traditions, Candy P. Reading today in support will be Vanessa G, Cheryl S, and Tara L. At the end of the meeting, listen for our newcomer greeter and person that's going to get contact information of available sponsors. That's Carla C. And now, since we Shelly E. The share ID numbers for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting, that would be Tuesday, June 6, 2023, is 20326, 20,326. And then this morning's Big Book Study meeting at 7 a.m., Wednesday, June 7th, 2023, is 20328, 20,328. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I would like to ask Karen KZ to please read those 12 steps of OA.
This is Karen KZ, gratefully recovered in Missouri. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for the opportunity to do service.
Thank you so much, Karen KZ, for joining us again this month and reading the steps. I will now ask Candy P. to please read the 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
The 12 Traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for the opportunity to let me share this morning, and thank you to everyone who makes this meeting possible.
Thank you, Candy P. from New York, for being on the workforce this morning and this month. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone, except the one speaking, should be muted. Also be mindful of not being on a speakerphone because this interferes with the ability to hear and with the recording process. Today we resume our reading of the Big Book on page 84. We're in the chapter Into Action. The paragraph begins with, we have ceased fighting anything or anyone, and then ends over on page 85 with, this is how we react so long as we keep in fit spiritual condition. We're going to study that one single paragraph today. And I'd like Vanessa G. to please read that paragraph and then begin by sharing her experience, strength, and hope. And after that, we'll open up to the General Fellowship to share on the paragraph as well. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning, Melanie. Good morning, everyone. This is Vanessa G., and I'm recovered in New Mexico. And I'm awed by the responsibility of reading this paragraph. So, And we have ceased fighting anything or anyone, even alcohol. By this time, sanity will have returned. We will seldom be interested in liquor. If tempted, we recoil from it as if from a hot flame. We react sanely and normally, and we will find that this has happened automatically. We will see that our new attitude toward liquor has been given us without thought or effort on our part. It just comes. That is the miracle of it. We are not fighting it, nor are we avoiding temptation. We feel as though we have been placed in a position of neutrality, safe, and protected. We have not even sworn off. Instead, the problem has been removed. It does not exist for us. We are neither cocky nor are we afraid. That is our experience. That is how we react, so long as we keep in fit spiritual condition. So this paragraph, for me, is one that I turn to over and over and over again, particularly when working with a newcomer. I call it the miracle paragraph. It describes perfectly what we all have come here for. And I want to just point out, you know, it's sanity. It's a new attitude. It's a feeling of being safe and protected. It's neutrality. And for lack of a better word, it is our words, let me put it that way. It is our spiritual awakening. If I may, I'm just going to refer to page 567 very quickly. It says that the term spiritual awakening is the personality change sufficient to bring about recovery from alcoholism. And that comes in many different forms, but I think what we can all agree upon is that it is a miracle that we have been given this new attitude, that our minds have been changed, that we have been put into a fit spiritual condition. This miracle of being not just safe and protected from food, not just neutral from food, not just sane as far as our food is concerned, but in all aspects of my life, I find that God has brought me to this place of being in right relationship with him. And somewhere in the AA 12 and 12, it talks about being humility, being right-sized. And I think that's particularly apt for compulsive overeaters. This is about being right-sized. And being right-sized allows me to experience the miracle of Alcoholics Anonymous, of Overeaters Anonymous, of the 12 Steps of Recovery. And thank you so much for allowing me to share on this paragraph.
Thank you very much, Vanessa G. from New Mexico, for getting us started this morning. I'd like to take a list of names that would be interested in commenting their experience on this particular paragraph. If you're just coming in, we're in the chapter Into Action in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're studying the single paragraph on page 84, paragraph 3, and it begins with, "And we have ceased fighting anything or anyone," and finishes on page 85 with the last sentence being, "This is how we react so long as we keep in fit spiritual condition." If you give me your first name, the first letter of your last name, and perhaps your state, I'll take a lineup.
Patricia P. from Michigan.
Patricia P.
Joan Marie.
Bonnie B. Joan, did I hear Joan Marie? Okay. And who else was that? Bonnie B. Hi. Gotcha.
Nina R.
Nina R. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Robin P. in Costa Rica.
Robin P. CR.
Elaine B.
Elaine B. Let's take that lineup today. Perfect. Perfect rounding. Thank you so much. So this is what we have today to start out. We have Patricia P. from Michigan, Joan Marie from Nevada, Bonnie B., Minnesota.
Yes, this is Patricia P. from Barron Springs, Michigan. That one where it says, we recoil from temptation as from a hot flame. And I'm a recovered compulsive overeater one day at a time by the grace of God, and that's all I have to share. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Patricia P. Okay, next up would be Joan Marie from Nevada, and then Bonnie B. will follow you, Joan. What was the first initial of your last name? I didn't catch it.
It's M.
Thanks so much. Okay.
You're welcome. Thank you. As I read this paragraph, I am filled with such emotion of the goodness of my God, because I could not stop eating, literally could not stop eating. And when I put down those alcoholic foods and surrendered to my God and my understanding, He took the compulsion, the obsession away. It's truly a miracle, truly a miracle. I serve a loving God that's living and powerful, and I'm so grateful to this program that God has given us. So I just want to say thank you and thank you and thank you, because truly I've been placed in a position of neutrality, safe and protected. I don't even think about food. I text it in. It's forgotten. I know what I need to do. And every day is prayer and meditation. Not perfect, but just there, spending that quality time with the God of my understanding. So again, I cannot just say I'm so grateful and grateful. And God bless you all. I'm done.
Thank you, Joan Marie M. from Nevada. Next up is Bonnie B. from Minnesota, followed by is it Nina R. from New York? Hi, Bonnie.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much. Oh, goodness, how blessed are we. Bonnie B. from Minnesota, gratefully recovered today by the grace of God. You know, the entire paragraph just screams God's goodness. But that first sentence, I put next to it mission statement, and I put I, and I have ceased fighting anything or anyone. This is the miracle in my life. It's not that life doesn't happen, because life is happening all over the place for us right now. But I get to toss it back to God. And as my brain goes for me, so goes the rest of my world. You know, when I, you know, cease fighting everything and anyone, how do I know if I'm in that position? If I'm restless, irritable, and discontent, I'm back trying to run the show. And I say, if I lose my peace, if I lose that thing, that peace on the inside, my disease wanted me to live in the shallow water, like I was treading water. Like when life happened, it was like a tidal wave, right? And for me now, I live in that place of the pause. And that's that peace where I can take whatever it is that comes my way and offer it back up to God, saying, God, it's not mine. This is yours. And I know that you're going to work this out for good. Maybe I can't see it, but I know that you're going to work it out for good. So it's me intentionally, on purpose, taking everything that comes my way that maybe would want me to lose my peace and my joy, because if I've lost that for me again, I've lost it all, and toss it back to God. And the word miracle, I've got it underlined 4 times. You know, I love this. I looked this up at one point. The word miracle is used 36 times in the big book. And the definition of a miracle, a highly improbable or extraordinary event, a development or an accomplishment that brings welcome consequences, a surprisingly and welcome event that is not explainable by natural or scientific laws and therefore considered to be the work of a divine agency. The last fellow who said, the food is removed. I mean, this is God. I mean, this is the deal, right? We came in, we couldn't keep the food down for 15 minutes, and now it's neutral. This is a miracle. And as my brain goes, so my body goes. And so when I offer my heart to God every day, first thing, not my list, but my heart, I offer all those things that would trouble me up to Him in the palm of my hand. He does for me what I could never do for myself for today. And we are such a blessed lot. And I am so grateful to be here and so grateful for each of you. And with that, I will pass.
Thank you, Bonnie B. from Minnesota. You're going to find us on page 84, taking apart the last paragraph, paragraph 3 on 84, if you'd like to share. But for now, we'll listen for 3 minutes to Nina R. from New York, and Nina, Robin P. will follow you. I'm going to wait just another moment for Nancy. There you are. Good for you.
I hung up by accident. I'm driving from New York City out east, and Nina, anorexic and bulimic, and Melanie, I just want to everyone on the meeting, I want to apologize because I keep on forgetting that I have a service to read either the 12 Steps or the 12 Traditions every Monday for the month of June. And it's not the first time I've done this, so I'm not sure why I keep on forgetting. However, what I'm experiencing is short-term memory problems. And I don't know if it's from a history of, like, brain trauma in my past or what, but I can't seem to remember things. But the good news is I can really identify with this reading, and I appreciate everyone's shares and everyone's service. And thank you, Melanie. You know, I can comfortably say I have ceased fighting everything and anything and everything. I think I'm having this gradual awakening. I'm very uncomfortable with the word God, even though I say it to my sponsor and I say it to, you know, my friends and my fellows and who help me. But it's just, I say HP, but I finally let go and started to trust. And I've lost interest. It sounds really strange to say. You know, I've been around for a very long time. It sounds strange to hear me say. I'm not interested. I'm able to recognize when I'm being selfish and know that I'm becoming less interested in selfishness. And maybe it's a combination of things that I've added to my recovery, perhaps, letting people in. Doing, following instructions to the best of my ability. I really do think this is like a gradual awakening, and I've always had some touch with, you know, my spiritual life, but I've never really entirely let go, and I don't think I really have. I mean, the anorexia part of my seed is very, very strong.
That would be fun.
And that's a perfect time to end. So thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Nina R. from New York. Appreciate that. Hey, Robin P. from Costa Rica, you're next. And then that will be followed by Elaine B. And after that, we're going to open it up for additional comments. Page 84, third paragraph. Hi, Robin.
Hey, hi. Thanks so much, Melanie. So great to hear your voice. Thanks so much for your service. For everyone who makes this meeting possible. I'm Robin P. I'm a very, very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. And I love this paragraph. It's I feel like it's an addendum to the promises, you know, or the step 10 promises, because wow, you know, oh my gosh, it's exactly what it feels like. And I'm eternally grateful. I am a low bottom. I had a very low bottom in bulimia, and you know, I've been abstinent for 7 years by God's grace and mercy, one day at a time. And just to know that it used to be like, it was like the devil, honestly. It felt like take me, cheerleader. If I had that thought, I didn't have a no button. I was like, okay, and like a feeling came up or any excuse, and I just ran and hid. To the food was my God. It was what I went to everything for, and I was so alone, and I didn't want to do it, and I was powerless. And now to know that I'm in this neutral place, it is a modern day miracle for all of us, you know, and to know that I'm not fighting it, I'm not tempted, thank God. It's just, I don't want it. You know, I was talking with a friend of mine the other day, and we both said, it's such a miracle. Like, I don't want to crave. And that's the blessing. You know, it's just, it's such a great thing to be in this spiritual, this where it says, this is how we react so long as we keep in fit spiritual condition. And so I think it probably is after the 10th step on purpose, I just realized, because, you know, when the mental obsession kicks in, if I'm selfish, self-seeking, dishonest, resentful, or fearful, and then it just, something's gnawing at me, then I get to go, oh, and then I get to do a 10 step, and then I'm in neutral again, in the God zone. And I'm eternally grateful for this fellowship, for a vision, and for all the wonderful people in this program, and for God. And it's literally, we're walking miracles. So thank you, God. God bless everybody with a really blessed abstinent day I pass. Thank you. Thanks, Melanie.
Thanks, Robin P. Good to hear you. Next up, before we open up for additional comments on paragraph 3, page 84, is Elaine B. for 3 minutes. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning, Melanie C. and everybody on the line. It is so great to be trudging this happy road of destiny with you all. And we've ceased fighting anything or anyone, even food, even all of those things that used to disturb us. And now we have a new design for living that we can do and that we need to continue practicing, because we'll go back to the insanity, you know. And the so fascinating thing is that the things that drove me to the food, now I've learned to manage. I've learned to deal with them. And the main thing is that it is not all up to me. It is not all up to me to do it, you know. I can recoil from that temptation, and actually, if it does light up for me, it's kind of a signal to me, wow, you're looking to an old way to resolve a problem that never worked. And so this is a little caution sign. It's a little yellow light there. And it just helps me realize that I need to examine, you know, what is going on with me. And that instant recoil, it's like, oh, it's a trigger. Okay, I got to stop. This is not a good thing. And, you know, I've learned what sanity and normality looks like. I've learned that I can look at, what is my problem? You know, I'm thinking you're the problem, but I'm the problem, or that's the problem, but I have a problem. It's me that's disturbed. And so I just received this gift from a higher power that that can resolve my problems and direct me where I need to go. So not only do I not need to fight the food or the temptation, I don't need to fight. I don't need to get into the ring. I don't need to live struggling and trying to figure everything out. I can step back to my step 10 and step back to my higher power. And I can step back into that place of neutrality, that place, that position where I'm safe and protected. For me, in the arms and the thoughts and the power of a very loving higher power that has not only removed my compulsion to overeat, but has taught me a design for living that requires my participation and that can give me the good orderly direction that I need when I seek God, and wants to help me in every single area of my life. You know, I don't have to live in fear of what they're going to think, what's going to happen here, what's happening in the future, what's happening over there. I can just stand where I am with my higher power and follow those dictates and presently live in a new and wonderful world when I keep in fit spiritual condition. But if I skip that step 10, if I let that agitation go and grow, then I'm going to be not in a good place. And I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Elaine B. from Massachusetts. And I'd like to say that we do value everyone's experience, and with a gentle reminder, ask that if you have shared in the last 3 days that you would step back, and that those that haven't shared for a while be able to come to the microphone and share first. Appreciate that. I'd like to take the first your first name, the first letter of your last name, and perhaps your state for the next lineup. Page 84, paragraph 3 is a focus of our discussion today. Who's first?
Linda P.
Cheryl S.
Linda,
Hannah
I heard
B.
Linda something. P.
Polly Q.
Yes.
And Cheryl S. Did I hear Cheryl S? And did I hear a
yes.
Polly Q?
Yeah, Hannah
Kathleen
B.
W.
And then I hear a Hannah. What was the first initial of your last name, Hannah?
B.
B. Okay. And did I hear Kathleen?
Kathleen W.
Gotcha. Thank you. And one more, just in case
Teresa
we have time.
P.
Teresa P. Gotcha. That's it. That's our lineup for now. We'll see how things go. Okay. First up is Linda, followed by Cheryl. Good morning, Linda. Here's your three.
Thank you. Hi, this is Linda P., recovered compulsive overeater. Oh, my goodness. This paragraph was just so powerful. There's so much in it. And I've really enjoyed listening to the shares, as always. The first thing that struck me was the we cease fighting anyone or anything. And when I had first read that years ago, that scared me. I'm like, cease fighting any, you know, everything, anyone? I mean, how could you live in this world and that be the case? And how I see that today is, you know, we take the high road. There's so many things that I don't need to fight. You know, it doesn't mean that I don't, you know, advocate for myself or others. It just means that I don't get caught in the little things and I don't have to fight them. Because as soon as I am, I'm in my will and it's such a waste. It's such a waste of energy. I think it was a few weeks ago, I just watched myself. There was a situation where I felt that I had been taken advantage of in a, you know, at a store. And fighting that, you know, at the end of, I think it was a few hours, a few tense steps later, an amends later, I was like, wow, that was completely useless. I did not need to do that, you know, at all. And, you know, that's getting out of fit spiritual condition. And I think the other part of this is, you know, because it is where it is in the book, it's after having, you know, gotten to this point in the steps, we really do get food neutrality. And it's an amazing miracle. I mean, I can't, sometimes I think, oh my God, I don't want to eat. You know, I do not want the things I wanted when I was in a relapse or before I came into program. I just don't want it. And that to me is nothing short, you know, of a miracle. And it's really hard to explain if you haven't had it. But if you haven't, it's there for you and for anyone. And we just work these steps and then live in it and stay in that good spiritual condition. And to me, that made me think of, you know, exercise, like staying in good, you know, to keep fit, I need to exercise, eat right, and, you know, staying in fit spiritual condition is staying in, you know, 10, 11, and 12, and many other things as well. So that's it. I will pass with that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Linda P. Next up, Cheryl S. You want to give your state? That would be good. And then Cheryl Polly will follow you.
Good morning. This is Cheryl S. in Nevada, grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. And I wanted to share on two things in this paragraph, the first sentence and the last. And I'll start with the last sentence. You know, if we remain in spiritual condition, this whole paragraph, which is so packed full of everything, what I wrote in the margin in my book, this is what I want. That is what I want. That's what I wanted to get from the program. But I have to stay in fit spiritual condition. And thank goodness step 11 comes next, which really teaches me how to do that, how to build that relationship. But the other thing I wanted to share about was ceased fighting anything and anyone. And
oh, Cheryl, we lost you. Cheryl S., I think we lost her. Did we lose me? You can be heard. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You can be heard.
Okay, it looks like we lost Cheryl. So in the interest of time, we're going to move on and we'll catch her when she comes back. So let's pick up with Polly Q to start sharing and see where we go to from there. Thanks.
Hi, moderator. This is Polly Q in Northern California, recovered. Thank you for your service. Thank you very much for your service. So I'm going to be passionate about this paragraph because this was the paragraph at year 22 after 13 years of white knuckling abstinent allowed me to get neutrality around the food. It wasn't this paragraph, it was this step. But this step is about this. And so when I read this, this is what I read. We have ceased fighting anything or anyone, even food. And that's what I think this paragraph is all about. It's about keeping neutrality, obtaining it, hopefully by this step, and keeping neutrality around the food. And here is how I'm going to do it. As long as we react, so long as we keep in fit spiritual condition. So what I do every day, more important than anything else I do today, than any other step I do today, than any other meeting I get on, is I work this step. I work it. I don't read it. I work it. And I do it as I was directed in this meeting to do it by people that do it as well. And so for me, this is it. When I sponsor people, this is the step we talk about. From the beginning. I don't mean that we're working system. I mean, we talk about what it's going to take to remain, to obtain neutrality around the food and remain neutral around the food. Because this is the step that is going to keep me in fit spiritual condition. Because this is the step that's going to handle the buildup of human emotion. It's going to handle the resentment. It's step 1 through 9. Steps 1 through 9, that's what step 10 is. And that is how I remain in fit spiritual condition. One day without it, even one day, folks, and man, I feel it. I can feel it. I can feel the obsessions coming back. I have a bad day, a couple of days without it, and I experimented, believe me, at year 22 while doing it, I experimented. And that's when I discovered 2 days without this. I'm an addict of such a hopeless variety. I will start to feel the compulsion to eat. But doing it after years, I'm telling you, I have neutrality around the food. It is a miracle as a result of working this step. And I urge you to find out more about it, about this paragraph, because without it, I cannot remain in fit spiritual condition.
That'll be time.
I cannot. So thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much. Paul, that was Paul IQ. Hey, Cheryl S., if you're there, if you've come back, would you like to take that last minute or minute and a half that you have to share? Press star 1.
Yes, that would be awesome. Thanks, Melanie.
Great. We'll give it to you. There you go, madam.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, no, you can have it right now, this very second.
Is it now?
We've cleared the deck. Yep, we've cleared the deck for you. You're on.
Oh, okay. So I just wanted to say, we'll see if it was God or my phone company that booted me off. So, I was saying I ceased fighting my mom and my husband, and I never fought them out loud. I always fought them in my head and picked them apart. And I've come to realize that there was a lot of, I was idolizing them because I expected them to be this thing that wasn't human. And they, they were who they were. And so I just want to share how that promise has come to be for me. So my husband was taking a nap yesterday and I was watching him sleep. And I was just like overwhelmed with a rush of love for him. And my mom, who's 87, who forgets things, and she tried to take $4,000. She wanted $40 out of the ATM, but she put in $4,000. on Sunday and then was really flustered. And, you know, back when I was fighting her, I would have just, you know, I've been irritated and how could you do that? And I felt so much grace for her and so much compassion. I could just picture her at the ATM, you know, and being flustered. And that's what this program has given to me.
That would be and fine.
Thank you. With that, I finish.
Thank you very much, Cheryl S., for coming back in. Hannah B., you're up next for 3 minutes, and Kathleen W. will follow you.
Hi, Hannah B. from Tennessee. Grateful, compulsive, overeater. I thank you guys for everybody's shares and for the lead. I'm so encouraged to hear the promises that are manifesting in people's recovery. It's just, I have a lot of hope in that. I've experienced it with my other manifestations of this disease, and I'm in process with it with food. I have new abstinence, and I have 39 days abstinent today, and I worked the steps really quickly this time, completely abstinent, and I'm traveling, and so I've had a good amount of stress leading up to this trip, and I was doing my 11th step yesterday, and I just heard God say, honey, I've got this, and I was feeling really worried about my food that day, and I just realized, you know, I just had so much gratitude in that moment, because I realized I'm doing everything I'm told to do right now. I'm doing everything I need to do to stay on the path. And it was like that realization of that, I don't need to struggle with this. Like the energy exerted in trying to fight something and be in a place of worry is, all it does is drain my energy and deplete me and keep me in a place of fear. So it was just like such a sort of a new experience, this period of abstinence for me. And I, there's like so many great definitions of surrender that come back to me that I remember hearing a while back. And one of them was no residual of battle and something about struggle ceasing and then peace ensues, you know? So, you know, that is for me where this promise is manifesting in my recovery today. And last night I was eating my last meal and I had this, you know, and I do recoil, like I'm noticing I'm recoiling from anything that is not abstinent. And so I'm super grateful for that. Last night I was eating though, and I had this, like this longing, this sense of longing come up as I was finishing my meal. And I felt this like grief that my meal was about to be over. And like, instead of, you know, listening to you guys this morning, I had some judgment on myself for that. And then I realized, oh no, this is like, the gem. This is actually what my abstinence allows me. Thank you. This is what my abstinence allows me to look at. And if I'm not abstinent, I can't clear this stuff. It's always taking me back to the food anyway. But that'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Hannah B. from Tennessee. Next up is Kathleen W., followed by Teresa.
Good morning. This is Kathleen W., recovered in Illinois. I'm just leaning in today because I have a character defect that wants me to lean out and kind of be around the periphery. So I'm working with God to do more leaning into the fellowship. I love this paragraph too. This and for us to go over this again, I love what I'm being reminded of by this fellowship, of these principles. I was just in a situation where I was fighting with somebody, arguing with somebody, and they had some stories in their mind about me that weren't true, and I was trying to convince them, arguing about, you know, how this wasn't true and, you know, this is the truth. And there was a point when this was going on where there was a part of me that was doing the arguing and a part of me that was observing myself doing that, and the other person seeing that I wasn't going to change their mind. And it was, this was, this, you know, this is a, this was a miracle of awareness and consciousness where I thought, this fight is so unnecessary. You know, it's just not necessary. And I seized from it. And so I could have peace with this person without having to go through all of this. And this is a miracle of the sanity and the norm, you know, the normalcy that is returning to me, in sobriety. I have that, you know, I have experienced the miraculous neutrality, from sugar addiction and intolerance. It was taken away from me. I fought with it for years, but it was removed through doing these steps. And I don't have neutrality towards all food all the time. I still feel a call, but I have this recoil reaction from most of it. And other things, I have to sometimes talk about them when they come up. You know, is this another trigger food that I have to lay down, or what do I have to do about that? So I still have that from time to time, but for the most part, I feel neutrality. I'm feeling a consciousness.
That would be present. Fine.
And so thank you so much for the reminders. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Kathleen W. Next up is Teresa P. from New Jersey. It looks like you might have about 2 minutes, Teresa, as we are going to move towards closing the recorded portion of the meeting to move on to the rest. Teresa, it's yours.
Okay, thank you. And it's actually Teresa C.
Gotcha. Thanks so much.
Okay. Well, you know, I love so much about this book, and I love the way it's written. Just sometimes when I'm reading it, I just get this, you know, emotional feeling. I love it, and I love the way things are worded. This one particularly, and you know, other paragraphs that talk about the promises, because it's so hopeful. Did I say I'm a recovered food addict in New Jersey? So I just wanted to witness, I guess, to the newcomers that are here, that for a long time I, you know, was not able to have this position of neutrality, that I experimented a lot when I first came in, but that it is possible to have, because I've experienced it now, and it is awesome. It's just so awesome. But that's been through, you know, the work of continuing, staying in the program, continuing to work the steps, and continuing to, you know, follow the directions in the book. This feeling of neutrality, I love when I get through a day and I say, you know what, I really wasn't thinking about food today. I knew what I had to eat for my breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I did that. And in between, I, you know, did what I had to do for self-care. I did the work around the house. I reached out to other people. I worked with sponsees. And there was the day. And it's such a blessing.
That would be kind.
So I just want to share that. So thank you very much for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Teresa. And that's the last share that we're going to have at this portion of the meeting. There's certainly much more to go. But we will now close the recorded portion with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer, which will be followed by greeting newcomers and getting sponsor contact information and announcements. Would Cheryl S. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only, and then keep you until then.
Thank you. This is Cheryl S., recovered compulsive overeater in Nevada. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we only know a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.